Proclamation number 0325 of 8th of March, 1938. Divine Mercy. Only those who believes will fulfill my will, and so everyone who desires me will also remain in my faith, because his striving will always be to taste the food of heaven, and this food will give him what he needs for his salvation. And so they who diligently practice his love will always recognize the word of the Lord and act upon it, because this is indispensable for an intimate union with God. And without this union again no bliss can flow through the human heart, and only in this way it can remain in the blessing through the works of love, to which I myself draw close. My dear child, your constant supplication for my grace is a consequence of love for me. You do not want to miss something that your heart has received until now, and so your richness of grace has increased to the same extent as you asked for it. Only a little while, then all grace will be revealed on you, because I search in the heart and give according to desire. And so you feel over and over again how I come to you, because every thought in which you seek me, draws me to you, and so I also want to dwell spiritually in your heart, and you are to grasp everything that is spiritually transferred from me to you. You must all recognize that the spiritual world is the epitome of the creation thought of the Divine Master. What being could remain satisfied with only what surrounds its earthly shell, once it has learned to look with spiritual eyes? To whom would the earthly existence still appear of value, who has penetrated into the spiritual world? Who has recognized that all existence on earth is only the purpose of spiritual perfection? And who would really want to spend his life still uselessly after such a realization? Most people say, we live on in our children, and deny that they themselves are called to something higher and therefore have to follow a wise commandment of the Lord in shaping their life on earth. But every erroneous view will soon become clear to them, and their struggle for brightness of spirit will not be easy. But the Lord usually pulls the lever where he wants to have a rich harvest, and where God's wisdom has recognized that man's heart is purified through suffering. There the divine power, the living word of God, flows through the hitherto rejecting earthly child and lets it find the way that leads to union with the divine spirit. For the struggle for every soul lasts until all eternity. Amen.